The Miss Virginia pageant is back this weekend at Birkeland Center right here in Roanoke through the final competition. And joining WFIR anchor, senior reporter Gene Moreno and me live right now in studio, we're going to talk about it. Reigning Miss Virginia, Madison Whitbeck, who hails from Leesburg, and Miss Virginia's teen, Ariana Guest, who attends Tab High School. I want to say good morning to you both, and thank you for taking some time out. I know you're both busy. Thank you for coming. We appreciate it. All right, let's get started with this here. I want to ask you both, and you both can answer just one, however you want to do it. Not having to compete here, getting ready to hand off your crowns, are you enjoying your experience? I would assume it's going to be less stressful for you this weekend.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we just have been having so much fun watching all of the other delegates. Without the pressure of us two competing, we can definitely, you know, be more present and enjoy the experience. But I think we're just as stressed for these contestants as we were for our own selves. We're excited for them. It's a lot of pressure, and we feel it all because they're all our best friends.
So, Ariana, you can relate too, huh?
I can 100% relate. It's weird being back in the atmosphere because I have all the feelings rushing back to me as soon as I stepped into the room in the dressing room. But I'm so proud of all of them because you can see all the hard work they put in, and the people who came back just look two times better. And they're doing such a great job, and I can't wait for finals tomorrow.
When you talk about people who come back, you mean people that have, what, been there before? Or
yes, competed last year.
Okay.
So they came back, and they're just looking amazing.
Right. So you won the Miss Virginia's teen pageant. So are there separate pageants? I mean, are there separate pageants for teens versus Miss Virginia?
Yes, there's two separate categories. Okay. The Miss Virginia category is anywhere from 18 to 28, and then the Miss Virginia's teen is for 14 to 18-year-olds.
Okay. Yeah. So after you turn 18, you could try to compete for
Miss Virginia.
Okay.
Right.
So Madison, what pageant did you win to qualify? You have to win a pageant.
Yes, so you have to win at the local level, which is kind of like your city or your county. So I was formerly Miss Arlington and then became Miss Virginia because I'm from the Northern Virginia area.
Okay, that's pretty cool. And also, I wanted to mention your community service initiative, Arts for All. It sounds a little bit like an initiative here called Arts Connect Neighbors, which maybe you know about because you get an apartment in Roanoke for a year, don't you?
Yes, so Roanoke is the home of Miss Virginia. The minute you win Miss Virginia, the day after, you get your car from Southern Team Auto right on Williamson Road, and then you move into the apartment in Pebble Creek. So Roanoke is the special place for Miss Virginia.
Right, so but talk real quickly about your arts initiative, Arts for All. Is it about getting arts into more of the communities? We have something here called Arts Connect Neighbors. Sounds sort of similar.
So every contestant picks what's called her community service initiative. And I came into the pageant world from a performance background. I'm a lifelong musician, performer. And so I knew Arts for All was what I wanted to advocate for because it's all about advocating for accessible and affordable arts education. So whether that is in our public school systems or in community spaces, I really wanted to promote not only the importance of arts, but the accessibility and making sure that that was an opportunity that kids, adults alike had a chance to experience and be changed by.
Hmm. And I see you're studying performance in the music business in college. Would you like to be some facet of the entertainment business?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm happiest when I'm on stage, but I am just so enthralled with the music industry. I go to Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee, where I'm studying voice and music business as well. So whether I'm on stage or working in PR and media on an artist team or down on Music Row, I can't wait to move back to Nashville, finish my degree, fully paid for thanks to Miss Virginia, and just plant my roots there in Nashville and expand on my career.
So have you been on stage somewhere on Broadway singing? Sitting with a band?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I mean, Belmont, they really do it all for us. They have a singing backup for Trisha Yearwood, and we're on Amazon Prime for our specials. Like, we really get to do it all. It's a really, really cool opportunity, and there's opportunities at Belmont unlike any other university.
Hmm. We're talking with Miss Virginia Madison Whitbeck, who hails from Leesburg, and Ariana Guest is the Miss Virginia's teen. Ariana, how did you get here? What did you win?
I won Miss Commonwealth's teen, so I already kind of represented the entire state of Virginia.
Wow.
But that was my second local preliminary title to win, and I ended up coming back to Miss Virginia the second year and winning all the prelim awards and then also winning Miss Virginia's teen.
Wow. Were you shocked? Or was there some point where you said, I got this?
I didn't think I was going to win. My first year, I was really bad, to be honest with you. And so we had to put in a lot of work to get to where I got to. I was very proud of myself. But the biggest thing I always struggled with was interview, and I had to learn how to relax and just be myself in the interview room. And so when I won the on-stage question preliminary, it was a really big deal for me because it was something that I didn't think I could possibly, like, achieve. And when we got to top five, I don't know. I didn't think I was going to win. I was just like, oh, maybe it can happen. Like, now I'm here. And then I won. So it was really cool.
We were both second-time winners. We both won double preliminaries and overall awards. So I'm shocked that you say that you think you were not going to win.
I don't know. I just didn't think I was going to win. There was something about it. I just had to keep it in the back of my mind.
Like, Ariana, talk about your commitment to women's health and wellness. You also have a program called Tiny But Mighty. Talk about all that. Did that come from personal experience or what?
Yes, absolutely. So Tiny But Mighty is my community service initiative where I promote infant prematurity because of my little sister who was born at 23 weeks old. And
wow.
So throughout my year as Miss Virginia's teen, what I've done is traveled to different hospitals and talked to the families and visit the babies in there while also giving them more resources.
And you want to go to Juilliard?
Yes.
You're thinking big, huh? Dancing, acting?
Yes, I want to be a professional dancer one day, possibly even a Rockette, like my biggest
dreams. I was going to say, you want to be Radio City Music
Hall.
Yes,
I just hit the height requirement to be a Rockette, which is 5'5", so I can officially audition.
Okay, you have to be a certain height. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So you get on the stretching machine at home. And
yeah, you know it.
All right, 851 at WFIR, visiting this morning with Rainy Miss Virginia, Madison Whitbeck, and Miss Virginia's teen, Ariana Guest. Of course, Miss Virginia Pageant back in Roanoke this weekend. Let's talk about the competition. Started last night. The preliminaries will end tonight. The fields will be whittled down to a top 10 talent, health, and fitness on stage questioning in the evening wear competition. So you both have been there. You've done it. How do you approach training for an event like this when you get to this level?
The minute you win your local title, you are in competition with yourself. You really have to prepare for the entire year leading up to this week. But it's honestly not even just the onstage portions of competition. These contestants really prepare within their community service and communication ability because the interview room is where they shine. But obviously onstage is super important. So whether they are, you know, promoting the Miss America Fit Initiative and their commitment to fitness, or they're strengthening their poise for their evening gown, working on their articulation for talent or for onstage question, you really have to be multifaceted and consistent amongst all categories. So they definitely prepare very, very hard.
Wow. Do you sort of maybe train like an athlete for this thing?
Yes, it's like a whole marathon. Mm-hmm. I spent 6 months preparing for Miss Virginia's teen thanks to my local board of directors. They prepared me with mock interviews so that I could feel more comfortable going into the interview room. I practiced my walks to Miss America on YouTube and practiced onstage question in my living room with my mom. And so I think that also proves that you don't always need like a pageant coach to win. You can do things yourself. And I think that also tends to help you stay a little bit more authentic.
We talk with Madison Whitbeck and Miss Virginia and Miss Virginia's teen, Ariana Guest. Talk about the scholarship money. This is a big thing. How much did that mean to you? And is that a huge incentive?
Oh, absolutely. I think there are so many women who are drawn to Miss America specifically because of the scholarship dollars. It is one of the largest scholarship providers for women across the country. They walk away with full ride scholarships to universities, cash scholarships that they can apply anywhere, whether it's undergrad, graduate school, their master's program, even their doctorate. And so I personally, in just 3 years of competing, have won over $35,000. And we're actually one of the top scholarship giving states in the country for Miss America, which is really special to get to say that. And we have so many different diverse scholarship opportunities. So it's not just the Miss Virginia that walks away with money. Literally every single contestant walks away with a scholarship in their pocket.
Wow. What did scholarship money help you do, Ariana?
Well, it was huge for me because I won at 15 years old. And just at 15 years old, I had walked away with two full ride tuition scholarships to the University of Alabama and Mississippi State University that the Miss America organization is partnered with. So every state contestant gets two full ride tuition scholarships to both colleges.
So if you don't go to Juilliard, can you go to one of those schools for a free ride?
I can. I mean, I plan on applying to as much as I possibly can, so I will be applying to those two schools just to fall back on.
So you might be saying Roll Tide in a
couple
years.
Maybe I will be saying Roll Tide. You never know.
Wow. I wanted to ask you, I read something. You made like 72 appearances.
Okay, yes. So every single Miss Virginia goes on what's called the Miss Virginia ABC School Tour in partnership with the Virginia Alcoholic Beverage Control Authority. And so we deliver their education program to elementary schools across the Commonwealth. The quota and the request is up to 72 schools. In our history of the school tour, no Miss Virginia has ever completed all 72. And this year I was able to exceed that number with a total of 75 elementary schools. And that definitely was the heartbeat of my year. It was a labor of love, lots of early mornings, lots of miles on the road. But the school tour was definitely my most special experience. And it's so impactful to get to see the way that that impacts communities across Virginia.
Are you one of those goal-oriented people?
Oh, definitely. I am a competitor at heart. So I was like, you give me a goal, I'm gonna get to it.
Wow. What about you? You don't have the same level of appearance commitments, that type of thing, do you, as a teen, Ariana?
Not really. I mean, I still have appearances that I'm able to go to. Also, Madison is incredible with that. She invites me to, like, almost everything that she's been able to go to. And so I've been able to stand alongside her throughout this entire journey.
Do you consider yourself, Ariana, maybe a role model even for the kids at your school?
Absolutely. I mean, I want little girls to look up to me and say you can do that. A huge achievement for me is being one of four women of color to ever win the title of Miss Virginia's Teen. And so I want other little girls of color to be able to look up to me and say I can do that too and I can achieve that.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Thank you so much.
I want to ask before you have a couple minutes left. You guys learned CPR at
Yes.
Hotel. Yeah. Are they still teaching you to do it to staying alive?
There's a bunch of different songs that can help you find the beat. But we have our national partnership with Miss America with the American Heart Association. So we both were trained in hands-only CPR at Miss America. So we wanted to bring that, thanks to Carilion Clinic, to our Miss Virginia delegates this year. So we taught them all hands-only CPR, and they were able to receive real-time results and feedback on how they were doing. They learned both on adults and babies alike. So I think we're, you know, spreading a nation of lifesavers with those skills because they're so important.
And Ariana, is that pretty cool to know that you can come away with a skill where you can maybe even save a life?
Absolutely, because at such a young age, all the girls around me, they're about my age or a little bit older. And I think it's important for us to know certain skills like that, because in any situation, you don't know what can happen. And so being able to quickly step in and save somebody's life is incredible.
Just have a minute or two left. I want to ask both of you, any advice for the contestants this weekend? Maybe that you've already shared with them.
I have been saying to all of my Miss Virginia delegates, you know, you've not just been preparing for the work that's led you up to this moment and for the crown to be placed on your head Saturday night, but you have to be preparing and be grounded by the fact that it's when the job really begins on Sunday morning. And what is your passion and your commitment for the job? Let that authenticity shine through every single area of competition, because when you showcase your commitment and your passion, that's really what Miss America is about. And that's where they're going to find the next Miss Virginia, is a woman who is dedicated to the job, who's been embodying Miss Virginia for her entire year leading up to this moment.
Well, Ariana, what would you tell other teens and contestants?
Yeah, kind of bouncing off of that, throughout my entire year, I've always said, stay authentic to who you are, because I think people want to get to know who you really are and not somebody that you think they want to hear from. And so I've always reminded them, just be true to who you are, because that shines no matter what on stage, and people can see through all the fake stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do great. They just need to relax and believe in themselves
yes.
a little bit and
relax.
Install some confidence.
I've been to a couple of Miss Virginia, and in the hallways, they're all getting geared up and all that, and their yes. moms and trainers are with them. So got about 40 seconds left to give a pitch to why people should come out and buy a ticket to see Miss Virginia, Miss Virginia's Teen tonight and tomorrow, the finals.
Well, it's like going to be your new favorite sport. You really do get into the competition, and it's so exciting to watch each of the delegates, and you really find, you know, who you're rooting for. And I mean, there's probably someone who's representing your hometown, so come root for your hometown girl.
Same thing, Ariana?
You know, when you think of a beauty pageant, you think of just glitz and glamour, but these are incredible, smart, intelligent young women. And so just to watch them do what they love on stage and be passionate about it is incredible.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Miss Virginia, Madison Whitbeck, hails from Leesburg, Miss Virginia's Teen, Ariana Guest, who goes to Tabb High School, and you're a Yorktown native.
Yes, sir.
VA 250 right there. They're going to hand over their crowns tomorrow night, and Madison and Ariana, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.